3 on your home for Cleveland Browns football. ESPN 850 WKNR, Cleveland.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That doesn't mean you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. I feel like we've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com.
Here are your hosts, Ken Carmen and Nathan Zagura.
And we are coming to you live from Razzles and Homestead Township. It is the Hugh Jackson Show, presented by Bud Light, the Week 14 extravaganza, as your Cleveland Browns get set to do battle on Sunday back at home, finally, against the Green Bay Packers. Good evening, everyone. Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura. Nathan, even though it's nice and warm in here, it's cold outside, about 25 degrees, and the volleyball playoffs are going on right now at Razzles. There are people outside playing beach volleyball right now.
There are. I heard there's a libero out there.
Oh, you need one that can play in the AFC North.
A setter and a spiker, absolutely.
You need that. You need that person that can play in the cold weather. Nobody who has the hand warmers in 54 degrees like Sam Darnold, but that's a discussion for another day. Nathan, a lot of stuff to get to, obviously, today. Big news happening today. So let's just start off with what's trending. And first off, Vice President of Football Operations, Sashi Brown, no longer with the organization.
Yeah, and obviously you never like to see somebody lose their jobs, and it certainly is tough for Sashi, who, you know, whoever comes in and takes over the role is going to have a great setup. You know, 4 picks in the top 40, 6 in the top 65, all the money under the cap. But, you know, when you're 1-27, the status quo is I don't think any longer acceptable. And the decision they made was, we need to get better players on the field and give this coaching staff that has a track record of being successful other places in the NFL, and Hugh Jackson and Greg Williams, better talent. And I think that was the decision that they made. And in the statement from Jimmy and Dee Haslam, they said they want somebody who is experienced and successful in building a roster and giving the coaches the talent. And in that same statement, they noted that Hugh Jackson will be back in 2018. So I think that, you know, you look at that and you say they like what's happening on the coaching side. They want to make sure that the coaching staff and the personnel staff are perfectly aligned, and I think that's what they're going to try to do, and with what the hire that comes next.
Well, it's an unfortunate thing. Obviously, you got to know Sashi very well over the last few years. I got to know Sashi well. He's a good person. Did work very judiciously to try to make the Browns a better football team, and had every intent and purpose to make this a good football team, but obviously ran out of time. And we'll read some of Sashi's statement coming up here in a bit, but this is exactly what you would think it is that you want a guy who can execute these picks coming up. We've talked about the quarterback position many times, and there might be a day, Nathan, where, yeah, you know what, we might have to look back and say, Sashi did what needed to be done, but at the end of this all, you're probably looking forward to a new person who can take over the reins and execute these picks and put talent, more talent, around a team that still is needing it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, again, as I said, history will show, and you talked about Sashi's statement, and he talks about that someday seeing this turnaround happen and smiling, you know, bittersweetly, albeit I think he did a good job of setting everything up. I think that maybe the teardown was too enormous, and I think that he set this team up well for the future, but it was the present of the Cleveland Browns that was no longer palatable to ownership. And at 1-27, you certainly can understand why. It's not what anybody wanted. It's a blemish that's on everybody. And Hugh Jackson today, even when talking to the media about it, said that's on me as well, and that's nothing that I'm comfortable with. And the Browns have got to get it right. I think that, you know, you've thrown a ton of money at this thing, and that's what every time you make a decision like this to move on from somebody with a contract, you're throwing more and more money at it. So I applaud the Haslam's commitment to getting it right, and I hope that this time, this is the last time we do shows like this, that they get it right, that they get that GM, and in this case, who's aligned with a head coach. And I have to imagine, and this is just me again speculating, that when the move comes on a Thursday, when the statement about the move includes naming the coach through the coach for another season, that they have an idea of who they want and that that person is certainly aligned with having Hugh Jackson as the coach.
Yeah, I think so. I think they'll have to move very quickly here. I mean, this is going to be a
point
where –
and I expect them to.
If you look around the league, there will be a number of general manager positions that are going to be open. There's going to be a lot of front office positions that need to be filled. And I don't think that they want to be working from behind the eight ball. So even with a month left in the season, you saw the Giants, they made their first move earlier this week. They let go of Jerry Reese and Ben McAdoo. The Browns wanted to follow suit and get after their guys. And we know that there's some names in the water, some big names in the water, and perhaps that's for discussion for in the future. But I did want to read a little bit of Sashi Brown at the end and what he had, because there is no such thing as happy endings or they wouldn't end. So. But I thought it was a nice thing that Sashi Brown said, and it's up there at Browns.com, where I thank D and Jimmy and the rest of the Haslam family for taking a chance on me, and when that turnaround happens, wherever I am, I'll smile more than a little bittersweetly and say to myself, go Browns. I thought it was a classy thing.
It was a very classy thing, and he's been a classy guy. And one thing, you know, that people thought maybe Sashi didn't show enough emotion at times, and he does that and continues to be, I think, classy at this point with that statement. And I think no matter what, if this team in the next 5 years ends up being successful, and if this draft in 2018 ends up being successful in this offseason, and the franchise really starts to take a step forward here in 18-19, you've got to give Sashi Brown some credit. Even though, yes, you could look back and say he should have drafted Carson Wentz, or he should have done this or should have done that, if they are able to capitalize on the assets he has provided then he has contributed to that on some level. And I think that he's, you know, he's the guy that's out because what he's done to get there hasn't been good enough.
If you find depth and you find quality, maybe middle-class players with that fifth-round choice that you got for Cam Irving, if you find something with the Andy Lee move, obviously the parameters of that need to be worked out. If you find something there, again, he made some very difficult decisions knowing that it was a long-term play that was certainly going to be frustrating for the short term, and it has been frustrating.
I just don't think anybody thought it would be this frustrating.
Absolutely. But you mentioned it, per Browns owner Jimmy Haslam, Hugh Jackson back in 2018. He spoke about that a little bit today. We'll ask him about that here on the Hugh Jackson Show coming up in here in moments. But he's been a guy who has been under the gun a little bit by the media and has also been very well backed by his players. What leads into this decision, friend?
I think a couple things. Number one, obviously, he has maintained throughout this difficult period the absolute support of the locker room and the players. And we'll have Jamar Taylor here out at Razzles who will talk to us about that as well. But I really think the Haslams want continuity. They've said that that is something that is important to them. And I think that in making this move, they're saying, look, the stuff that happens on Sunday, the schemes these players operate in, the play calls, the coaching that they are getting, that's going to stay consistent. And at the end of the day, it's easier for continuity to have somebody different make selections on draft day and make front office decisions than it is to redo a coaching staff, redo a scheme, to go from a 3-4 to a 4-3 back to a 3-4, to have your young quarterback, whether that's DeShone Kizer, somebody drafted, or a new veteran come into a totally new system. Now you have an opportunity to have that continuity on the field for what these guys go through. Their third straight season with the same stuff on offense, their second straight season with the same stuff on defense. And I think, you know, we'll hear from Joe Thomas momentarily, but I think that's important to these guys. And I really think Hugh Jackson's relationship with these players and what he's done for people in free agency, we know what an influence it was on Jamie Collins' decision. I think Hugh Jackson coming back is going to be a big influence on Joe Thomas's decision. And I know we're going to hear from Joe, who's pleased that Hugh Jackson will be back as the coach.
I tell you what, they've had a very strong relationship.
No doubt.
And you look at a guy like Joe Thomas, it's easy to have a strong relationship with that man. You know you can count on him basically at every single turn, and he's never going to let you down. And what he tells you is the absolute truth. And trust is something that's earned, and it's very easy to trust a guy like Joe Thomas. Three guys we did speak to earlier today had some comments on it. Joel Bitonio spoke about it, said it's very difficult when anybody loses their job.
It's unfortunate. I mean, anytime someone in your building gets fired, it's tough, you know, because he's putting enough players in place to play. And, you know, no matter who we put on the field, we haven't won enough games. And so someone, you know, gets canned for that. And, you know, me personally, you know, I had a good relationship with him. You know, I signed a second contract with him. And, you know, he thought enough of me to offer me that. So I always appreciate that of him. And it sucks when someone loses a job. That's, you know, plain and simple.
you hear what Joel says. Joel really internalizes it a lot because he's going to put it on himself, and he'll put it on the players. At 1-27, he mentioned the mark that it's just simply not good enough, and I think he felt bad about it.
Yeah, I think they do feel bad about it. I think this is not anything that anybody associated with the Browns is pleased with. To be here at 1-27. That's not what anybody wanted. That's not what anybody hoped for when this all started. Of course, you never do. And I think that, yeah, there is. The players know, you know, on some level, from watching the Hard Knocks or watching the All or Nothing, I don't know if you've watched that about the Rams and when Jeff Fisher goes in and tells. And the players are like, if we had done better, this doesn't happen to this guy. And in many cases for these players, you know, there's, I think I saw 42 guys on this roster right now from the roster and practice squad were brought in by Sashi Brown and his regime. So in some ways they look at like we failed him, and I think that's very difficult on the players. Sashi gave a contract extension to Joel Bitonio, gave a contract extension to Christian Kirksey, traded for Jamar Taylor, who's sitting here right now on draft day in his first draft, gave Jamar Taylor the richest contract of his career. So I think there are a lot of guys that aren't happy with what's happened and know that perhaps had they done more on the field or the results were different, this wouldn't be the case.
Browns walking legend, still playing legend, Joe Thomas was asked about it, said he's happy that he will be returning.
Yeah, I think consistency within the coaching staff is a good thing. I think he's a great coach, and it's important to have that consistency, especially for all the young players we have. They're being developed right now, and it's important for them to have a single voice from a head coach and a single voice from their position coach molding them into NFL players. I think that's important.
I think he's already said a lot about having the coach coming back for 2018, going to have that nice stability that he really wants. Also, Jason McCourty, one of the veterans, one of the leaders on this football team, said that, hey, they need to focus up and focus on the Packers.
There's never any certainty in our business, and especially when you haven't won a game, there's definitely not certainty. So I think the main thing is just focus on it now, and that's getting ready to play. Green Bay team coming in here who's still fighting for a playoff spot. And they're going to come here Sunday ready to play.
So more on this as we go throughout the show, but we do have a football game we got to get ready for on Sunday, week 14. The Packers come to town. They're 6-6. It's been an up and down last 3 weeks for a guy like Brett Hundley, who is, what, passed for 84 yards in an interception last week, but threw 45 and three touchdowns, and lost the week before against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So what do you think we see against the Green Bay Packers? Because I'm a little bit nervous what type of football team is going to be out there.
This is a smash-mouth running football team. They're running back Jamal Williams over the last 4 weeks. Ken, do you know
good
how many
kid
people,
out of BYU.
Do you know how many people in the NFL have touched the football more over the last 4 weeks than Jamal Williams?
Oh.
I wish you could bring in Gibbs for Guess the Stats.
Oh, LeSean McCoy? I don't know.
Just one, Le'Veon
Bell. Le'Veon Bell, that's who it is. Yeah.
Jamal Williams in the last 4 weeks touched the ball more than anybody in the NFL not named Le'Veon Bell.
Did I say
Bell.
LeSean McCoy? I meant to say Le'Veon Bell because I started with
LeSean McCoy wouldn't
matter.
Be a bad guess,
I'm
though.
Wrong anyway.
It doesn't matter. But they're 2-2 in these four games. They started 0-3 in the Brett Hundley era, 2-2 now. They're running the football, and that's a team you're going to see. Jordy Nelson, I said it earlier, we were talking with Rob Domofsky on CBD earlier today, who is the ESPN NFL Nation report for the Packers.
Said, oh, one of the
finest. I said, I got a milk carton with Jordy Nelson on. Like, where the heck has that guy gone? Like, it is unbelievable, but they have found a way to at least go 2-2 over the last four. And frankly, look, if you're the Cleveland Browns, if I said to you we're 2-2 in the last four games, we're dancing in the streets right now. And maybe today is a different day than it has been. But that's the kind of team you're going to get. Now, they're beaten up on defense. They're going to be without their top three corners likely. If they do play, they are all significantly limited and injured. So you have to think this is a team. They're not that strong on the defensive side of the football. You can throw on it. Tight ends have gotten them for three touchdowns the last 2 weeks. And offensively, you know, they have two games with Hundley under 100 yards. He's only thrown it more than 26 times once in the last four games. They're a smash-mouth running football team, and Davante Adams really is the only guy getting anything accomplished for them through the air.
And they've given themselves a shot at the wild card. Currently ninth right now, four games left to go and some tough ones coming up. Three out of four are on the road. They're at Cleveland, obviously, this week, then at Carolina. Home against Minnesota for their home finale at Lambeau Field, and then at the Detroit Lions, who are also fighting for a playoff spot. So it's going to be a very tough road to hoe. You can change that very, very quickly coming up on Sunday for the Green Bay Packers. So much more coming up later on in the show. We'll talk to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Also, we'll talk to Browns defensive back Jamar Taylor. If you're out on Stearns and Bagley, come on out.
Come on.
Homestead Township Bud Light specials all throughout the evening. We're live at Razzles. They are playing volleyball outside in 20-plus degree weather. It's that cold. Come on out here. Get something signed by Jamar Taylor. We'll get a chance to talk to Jamar a little bit later on. Coming up next, we give you the fantasy football rundown for Week 14. Are the playoffs starting?
in many leagues,
oh,
the playoffs are underway.
Goodness gracious, the playoffs are starting. And we'll go around the league. We're live from Razzles in Olmsted Township, presented by Bud Light. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, it's Dustin. Right now, buy one window, get one free. 0% financing for 36 months and free installation. Plus, get a pair of tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the Ghosts of Christmas Eve at the Q, courtesy of Universal Windows Direct. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Huntington presents How to Choose a Banker.
You two bankers have car trouble, huh? Well, I only got room in my truck for one of you. So let me ask you this. What does your bank think about overdraft fees?
At Huntington, 24-hour grace gives you until the next day to fix the overdraft and avoid the fees.
My bank hits you with the overdraft fee immediately, which gives you as many days as you want to think about your mistake.
Do I even need to say I'll be taking the Huntington banker?
We're not those other banks. Huntington, welcome. 24-hour grace does not apply to return fees. Learn more at Huntington.com/grace. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, what's the greatest time of the year? Football season. All the touchdowns, big hits, and of course, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse's sizzling steak. Here's even more reason to cheer. Ruth's Chris is now open at 200 Public Square and offers Ruth's seasonal three-course meal featuring a starter, entree, personal side dish, and dessert, starting at just $44.95. Rush in for one of Ruth's signature steaks served sizzling on a 500-degree plate. Reserve your table and cheer on the Browns the right way with a sizzling Ruth's Chris steak. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. This is how it's done.
Prepare for the next chapter.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour.
What you mean me to? What you mean me to?
July 17th, First Energy Stadium. Tickets on sale Wednesday, December 13th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. New album Reputation available everywhere. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
That's right, it's flu season once again. That means dealing with coughing, aches, pains, and fever. Fortunately, there's flu vaccine to keep you safe. Anyone 6 months or older should get a flu vaccination this year. People who are very young or elderly especially need to be vaccinated. Flu vaccine is safe, effective, and keeps you and your family from missing out on life. For more information on vaccinations, visit flu.ohio.gov. Get vaccinated, Ohio.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back at Razzles in Olmsted Township, Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Segura, presented by Bud Light. It's the Hugh Jackson Show, the Week 14 edition. And Nathan, let's get right to it because you know I want to go around the league with you. Let's get to the fantasy football update. Week 14, playoffs starting for a lot of folks out there.
The playoffs are starting for a lot of people. Here are three people to start for you. A quarterback I like, Alex Smith against the Raiders. He rose from the ashes like a phoenix last week.
Like
366 yards, four touchdowns passing. He had 70 yards rushing against the Jets in that shootout. In the first meeting with the Raiders, he threw for 342 yards and three touchdowns. The Raiders have allowed multiple scores in three of the last four games with Geno Smith, who I'm not sure counts as the only exception, including 300-plus with three scores apiece to both Tom Brady and Jay Cutler. Running back I like, Alfred Morris, coming off of his best game. He had 27 carries for 127 yards and a touchdown against the Redskins. He's got at least 90 yards rushing in two of the last three games, and he goes against the Giants, who have allowed over 100 total yards or a touchdown to four of the last five backs they've played, and they've given up a 100-yard rusher in each of their last two. And at wide receiver, Marvin Jones, the number five fantasy receiver of the last eight games, double-digit points in seven of those, which is the second best consistency rate of any receiver in the NFL. He's been below 85 yards receiving just once in his last seven, and he has three 100-yard performances in that span. And guess what? Over the last 4 weeks, opposing number one receivers have 560 yards with four touchdowns against the Bucs. So I love Marvin Jones. And if you need a Brown, flash, 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 flash Gordon.
He looked good.
Oh, he did.
Oh, did he ever look good?
It was a delight.
So scintillating, so fast. It's time to go around the league. Does the NFL need to look at how they discipline players in the wake of what happened this past week?
Absolutely. It's a joke, in my opinion.
Inconsistent.
You can't give Rob Gronkowski, who pulls out the American Dream Dusty Rhodes bionic elbow from behind, Daddy, and tell him he's going to get one game.
I don't even think Big Dust did it while a guy was on the mat.
Never. He would never. He was a tactful man. He was a gentleman. He would come at you from the front. That would be something the nature boy Ric Flair would do.
Dirtiest player in the game.
He does that. He gets a game. Now, the block by Juju Smith-Schuster, was it too high? Yes. Was it close to being a clean play? Also, yes. It's a bang-bang football play. They're saying he got a game for standing over him and taunting more than the hit.
Probably the wrong decision.
You can't tell me that taunting and standing over somebody, if Rob Gronkowski stood over Tre'Davious White, was like, I don't like you, you're fouling me, and they're not calling penalties. If he did that as opposed to dropping an elbow into the back of his head, concussing him, and threatening his future, his livelihood, etc., then you're going to tell me those come with the same punishment in the National Football League?
You can't stand over a man like that. I thought that...
So fine him. Take it out of his pocketbook. You can't tell me that the punishment for standing over and talking to somebody is the same as standing over and dropping an elbow or dropping a leg across the back of their neck and concussing them outside of play.
Well, Jamar Taylor's here. He's signing autographs. Maybe we'll ask him about this a little bit later on.
Maybe we will.
He's had to play some physical football here. All right, Carolina, Atlanta, Seattle. Which team doesn't end up making the playoffs in the NFC?
I think it's going to be the Atlanta Falcons.
My goodness.
Seattle, big win at home over the Eagles. They're looking pretty good. Atlanta, I don't think they have it. That loss 14-9, was it, at home against the Minnesota Vikings last week?
It's ridiculous.
That, to me, that pretty much knocked them out in my eyes. They have a tough matchup today with the Saints. Now they're at home. They've got to find a way to get that win, but I think they're the team that's on the odds looking out. Now, I'm not saying Carolina's a lock to make it either, but I think Seattle makes it. I don't think Atlanta makes it.
So is it okay if I blame Matt Ryan if they don't make the playoffs instead of Steve Sarkisian? I know it's the easy thing to do is to blame Steve Sarkisian, but, you know, you do have an MVP-style quarterback there in Matt Ryan.
They're not using the running backs out of the backfield. They were schematically, they are off. Execution-wise, they are off. You look at the yards they had as receiving out of the backfield last year. That was a huge part of it. Remember when they dismantled Denver and everybody's like, oh, my God, these guys are geniuses. No, Kyle Shanahan is obviously a very good coordinator.
So he's a sorcerer.
And he left. And I think that is a big, big problem for them. I think, you know, and plus the teams
well,
you gave me.
Just made him the head coach.
Who?
Am I wrong?
The Falcons?
Kyle Shanahan, yeah.
The Falcons should have?
Yeah, because you have Dan Quinn now and you're not going to. I mean, you have Dan Quinn as a defensive guy. You're not going to make the playoffs here. Kyle Shanahan, obviously he's not going to make the playoffs with the San Francisco 49ers. They're way off in terms of talent. Well, I guess you should have made a tough decision. If he is that needy, talking about Matt Ryan, of Kyle Shanahan, well, I guess you got things wrong then.
I don't think he's necessarily that needy of Kyle Shanahan, but I think it would be. We would be missing a little bit of the point if we were to take, for example, look at what was happening with the play calling, the offensive structure with the Rams last year, and then you bring in Sean McVay, and they look like a different team. Yes, play callers, I think, can make a difference. Matt Ryan's still having a decent season. They're still 7-5, Ken. It's not like they've gone.
So they didn't make the playoffs. I'm talking about them, how they wouldn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that they would be a better team if they had Kyle Shanahan as their offensive coordinator. I bet they would be better than 7-5 right now.
Carolina's toughing it out. They're 8-4. Seattle, man, I tell you what, I think you're right, and I think Russell Wilson
playing high level.
This is what I'm liking here, and this. It's unfortunate, obviously, that Richard Sherman's out, but it's very rare you see other guys who are the leaders, and it always felt like Richard Sherman's the mouthpiece of the football team. He's the leader of the football team. Defensive guys, him, Bennett, those guys have been the leaders. And Russell Wilson is a franchise-level quarterback, but he never seemed to have the stronghold of it.
Well, he's got it now.
So now he has the stronghold of it. You're seeing what he does. You're seeing the MVP-caliber play. And I think he is finally emerging into that role of what we see naturally from other quarterbacks.
No question about it, and I thought that was a very impressive win over the Eagles last week, and I'm very excited for Seattle and Jacksonville this week. I think that Jacksonville wants to make a statement that they're the dominant defense. They're actually the favorites in that game.
Yes.
One thing that fascinated me, because, you know, it's not often for me, certainly, and you know, when we're with the team and traveling back, that you get to watch a full game of another team. But when you travel back off the West Coast, you get to watch that Sunday night game. And so I got to watch that entire game of Russell Wilson. The way that they roll him out, sometimes 30 yards, it seems like, 20 yards.
I saw Brian Baldinger break it down earlier today. It was amazing. He's just running the whole time.
He is sprinting 25 yards back into the left, and then he turns around and he makes plays. And I think, you know, Jimmy Graham is finally healthy, and they've elevated his play. He's got 9 touchdowns in the red zone this year. He's been incredibly effective. So I think that they've become a team now that has to rely a little bit more on their offense than their defense with the injuries. I will say this, though. The one guy name that you didn't mention, you talked about Richard Sherman, and we hear about Earl Thomas and Bam Bam Cam Chancellor. Bobby Wagner is as good as it gets in the middle of that defense, has not missed a tackle all year, and was a force against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Who's hotter right now, Baltimore or the Chargers?
The Chargers.
It's a firecracker. That's the question.
They're
I just
six
read
and two.
The
Chargers are 6-2 in
like
the last 8 games. They
family.
Have an elite defense, and while I understand the Ravens defense is playing pretty well and they sit at 7-5 right now, the Baltimore Ravens still have Joe Flacco in that offensive problem. They can go out there and lay some absolute eggs. So, to me, the team that's hotter is, without a doubt, it is Kansas City. I mean, the Ravens have won 3 in a row. Yes, they've beaten Green Bay, they've beaten Houston, they've beaten Detroit. But if you look, take it back out of the last 7, their record is 4-3. In the last 8 games, the Chargers are 6-2.
All right, 2 minutes left. Davey O'Brien Award, right, for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Great.
Go ahead. Listen,
no, I want to hear what you have to say. I'm proctoring this. You go right on ahead, Oss.
I just know that you don't like him. So
not
all I asked you was why. I didn't, and I haven't made any scouting judgments on him at all yet.
I don't know if I can be so abundantly clear on this airspace, but why not? I don't know about a quarterback who gets chased down from behind by a cop. I don't know if that's necessarily what I'd like. I got to tell you.
I mean, if that's the barometer, that's an interesting bar.
I have a long
is
memory.
Is he accurate throwing the football?
I got a mind like, that's fine. I saw accurate passes with another guy who played for the Cleveland Browns not too terribly long ago. I got a pretty long memory, but I don't need one with that one. And I know that, well, what happened against Kansas, I don't think that Stephon Tuitt and the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cincinnati Bengals or the Baltimore Ravens who are in your division are just going to allow something like that to happen. Those are not the Kansas Jayhawks, sir.
What
and
about
if we
it,
think
TCU?
That he's just going to do what he does in college, I don't necessarily
no, I don't think he
agree
can do
with that.
I was just asking what you thought of him as a prospect, just on what you watch when you see him throw the football.
Back end of the first round, right where
so
he belongs.
So who's your guy? Chosen?
I think I like the Chosen.
I like Chosen, too. Big, strong. I think he's a bigger, stronger Jared Goff, and I was a big Jared Goff.
The mentality of him, I think I'm starting to pick up a little bit of the Myles Garrett thing where people were going, oh, man, he has other interests. And so people get a little bit turned off by that.
Like what, being in a hot tub?
Well, that and he is a man
I
who
like
comes
hot tubs.
From, I think he's a man who comes from learned doctors. And so he's had some strong opinions, which is, you know, whatever.
He does have strong opinions.
That's fine.
That's fine.
That's
can,
the way she
can
goes.
Can he play? And is he a leader? And a lot of people seem to think that, yes, he checks those boxes. I think he's a very impressive pocket passer. I think he's got a very strong arm, very accurate. I like Chosen Rosen.
You know what else I don't like? Let me be honest. When I ask somebody about Baker Mayfield, because I'll try to have an open mind, okay? But when I hear somebody say he's got the it factor, what does that mean? That to me tells me that you have started to fawn as a fanboy. If you are sitting there saying he's got the it factor, he's just got it. He's just great. That's what high school girls say about their crushes.
That's what they said
don't
about,
say that about quarterbacks.
That's what they said about a young Dwayne Johnson when he was getting booed out of every WWE arena, and people said nothing. They're like, watch, he's got the it factor, and look at him
not,
now running the world. Could be a president of the United
fault.
States.
It's
someday.
Not his fault that they gave him a horrible
Jumanji.
Gimmick. We'll leave your politics out of it, sir. Coming up a little bit later on, Jamar Taylor's going to join us. I'm sure he's hearing the whole conversation and is nonplussed at best about what we're talking about.
Santa didn't like what you had to say.
Tell us what's coming up next, though,
next,
friend.
Next, it will be the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, brought to you by Universal Windows Direct. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Coming up next, it is the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. We're live from Razzles and Homestead Township. Stop on by. Jamar Taylor here. We're presented by Bud Light. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Summit Gifts has great holiday items for the car enthusiasts on your list. Exclusive collectibles, apparel, kids' games, and more. Shop 9 to 9 every day and 9 to 4 on Christmas Eve. Summit Racing, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge.
Hi, gang. Riz here, and the holidays are a stressful time for everybody. Be a great time for you to try Joby's all-natural bee pollen. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins, all in free-range bee pollen. 7-month supply, $99. Comes with a money-back guarantee. 877-300-5632. 877-300-5632. Help yourself this holiday season and try Joby's. All the information you need is at Joby's.com, and happy holidays.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
This December, the Golden Globe winner for Best Drama returns.
The monarchy's too fragile. You keep telling me yourself. One more scandal and it would all be over.
The Crown is magnificent.
Is there something you know? Because if there is, tell me now. Tell me now.
Paris would appear to be complex and difficult. Turn out to be more dependable than anyone thought.
Golden Globe winner Claire Foy is flawless.
History was not made by those who did nothing.
The Crown, only on Netflix.
Owning a business is tough, and I know those pressures firsthand. Benny Wells here for Capital Energy Ohio. The amount of money that I pay for utilities was getting out of control, and that's why I made the switch to Capital Energy. They're really invested in helping your business score big with savings on that electric bill. Capital Energy Ohio helps me save on my electric bill, so give them an opportunity to save you money as well. Remember, it's okay to save money. Visit CapitalEnergyOhio.com today to make the switch. CapitalEnergyOhio.com.
Denise, Denise, when you're not near, my heart does decrease. No, that's not good.
He went to Jared because he realized a necklace would probably say it a little better. It's the Jared Last Chance to Save event, with amazing discounts store-wide, special pricing on hundreds of new pieces, and exclusive jewelry you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Last Chance to Save event, December 7th through 10th. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Hi, gang. Tune into The Really Big Show every Tuesday for the Bookman & Son RBS Fantasy League Update. Join us for a recap on the week that was in the battle for supremacy. And don't forget that custom Bookman & Son championship ring.
Do you know a fan? Give the gift that keeps on giving. The Land on Demand. Only $85 per year. TheLandOnDemand.com.
Back at Razzles in Olmsted Township, presented by Bud Light. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Stop on by, get something signed by Jamar Taylor. Also, we are going to have giveaways as well, so make sure you get in on the raffle. All those great specials by Bud Light, got signed helmets, all types of stuff. So stop on by if you're out in Olmsted Township, maybe play a couple of sets of volleyball, because, yes, it is going on outside right now. But without further ado, we get to the hotline, and we welcome in the namesake and the head coach of your Cleveland Browns. Hugh Jackson joins us tonight. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Coach, we know you already addressed it a bit in the press conference, but we must start off. Unfortunate news today. Sashi Brown relieved of his duties. Your thoughts?
Obviously, I think all those decisions are tough and hard. You know, Sashi's a good person, a good man, and I think he did everything he could to help the organization be better. But obviously, D and Jimmy Haslam made a decision to go in a different direction.
Coach, obviously on a day like this, this news matriculates its way down into the locker room. We've heard some comments from some of the players about it. But before we talk about that, part of the announcement today was also that you will be back for sure next year as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And I imagine even though there's some, sadness and remorse that things didn't work out, you at least know you're going to keep going forward the continuity for this organization between the white lines. And how good did that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel good, the fact that this truly what it's about, trying to keep continuity with a football team that's very young and trying to grow and trying to be the best that they can be. And again, I really am appreciative and thankful for the opportunity.
Coach, when you look at, knowing that the team is going to make that search to find a new head of the football operations for the Browns, what do you hope that you are able to have in terms of relationship with that person?
I think hopefully that relationship will walk in lockstep, you know, when it comes to vision, when it comes to exactly what we're looking for, how we want our football team to look and be and perform. And I think that's one of the big keys as we move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting everybody on the same page. And while with all the news today, you can forget there's a game to be played on Sunday. I know you don't and the team doesn't. How do you keep the guys focused when, you know, things like this, a big news, a moment like that trickles its way into the locker room?
I think you deal with it. I think you deal with it head on. I think you put it out there and then you move on beyond it. I mean, that's all you can do. I mean, it's decisions that are made by others that we don't control, and they have their reasons for making them. But our job is to perform and do our job to the best of our ability. So that's what we have to do.
Coach, the Green Bay Packers are the team that you have the job, you're tasked with taking on this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. And these aren't the Green Bay Packers you're used to. Aaron Rodgers dropping back, throwing it 45 times a game. This is a running football team. And you know, I'm sure when you saw this on the schedule at the beginning of the year, you had one plan in mind. The plan on Sunday will be very different. What do you see from this Brett Hundley-led version of the Packers of late?
Well, you said it. They're running the football. They've made a commitment to running the ball. They have two good rushers, and those guys are really hammering that ball up in there. The offensive line is blocking and playing well. So, again, it's going to be a tremendous challenge for us, but we're looking forward to it.
Coach, Jamal Williams the last 4 weeks, as busy as any back in the NFL. What have you seen from that young running back out of BYU who doesn't have a lot of big runs but seems to pile up the yards rather effectively?
Well, you said it. He's just pounding. He's taking that ball up in there and getting after it. And, again, that's, I think, the style of play that they felt like they need to use in order to have opportunities to secure victories. And, obviously, they've been able to do that here lately.
What do you do going up against a young quarterback like Brett Hundley, who just a couple of weeks ago, out of nowhere, 245 and three touchdowns? That's a very difficult task.
No, it is. But we have to do everything we can to try to make him one-dimensional. Obviously, he's a tremendous athlete, and we can't let him escape the pocket so that he can use his legs. We got to keep him in the pocket and hopefully make him a pocket passer.
Coach, you go back to what happened against the L.A. Chargers, Josh Gordon coming back. How does he build upon that first game back in over 1,000 days?
Well, I think we just keep working. You know, I think we've had a good week of practice with Josh. I think he's starting, again, to understand the system more and more, and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish. And that's a huge piece of it and a huge part of it, you know. And then he gets more comfortable being in the right spots. The quarterback starts to understand his body language a little bit more, and then good things start to happen.
Coach, was last week really the coming out party for David Njoku, who really seemed to put it all together and probably was the main beneficiary from the safeties paying so much attention to Josh Gordon? But was that a game that you really think could be a springboard for your 21-year-old, unbelievably talented tight end out of the U?
Absolutely, I think it can be. He did have a really good game, made some plays, not just in the catching department, but he also made some blocks in the game for us. I think he's continuing to grow. He's pushing himself to be a pro and understand what you have to do every day to have opportunity to be a good player in this league.
Last week, Josh Gordon, the big game. We know it was a big game for David Njoku, but Corey Coleman ended up with a zero on the stat sheet. He was targeted four times. Probably wish he came up with that ball down at the five-yard line on that long drive there. But, you know, how do you do a good job of balancing that? And what was the message to Corey Coleman this week coming off of the first time that that's happened to him, that he's been blanked in his NFL career?
Well, I think you just stay after it. You know, I think sometimes, you know, the games don't go the way you want them to, and then you kind of fall off. We can't allow that to happen, and Corey can't allow that to happen. He's got to find a way to keep pushing through and make the plays when the opportunities come.
Coach, defensively, obviously the injuries have started to take their toll, and no surprise when you lose guys like Emmanuel Agba and Jamie Collins, it's tough. But you go and you look at the Bengals game, and they went through the first half without a punt. You look at the Chargers game, they got to the fourth quarter without having to punt the football. Has this week been get off the field on third down? Has that been a huge point of emphasis as you prepare to take on the Packers?
Absolutely. I mean, we want to make sure that every chance we get that we're limiting opportunities for the other team to score points. We need to get off the field. Our guys know it, and we got to do a better job of it.
Coach, on Sunday, turnovers, you say it week in and week out. That's the key. It's something that's been a little bit of an Achilles heel for the Browns. Now, you get a young quarterback after having to deal with the likes of Phillip Rivers and having to deal with the Super Bowl quarterbacks of the AFC North and the perennial playoff quarterback Andy Dalton and Matt Stafford, guys like that. Do you think when the young guy like Brett Hundley, it's the first time you're facing somebody kind of dealing with a similar situation to what you're dealing with, and maybe you can get him to turn the football over to the Browns?
Absolutely. Hopefully we can get him to give us some opportunities as well. But, you know, obviously that's one of the keys to victory. You know, you have to limit turnovers, obviously, on offense, and you have to get them on defense. And we got to do a much better job than what we've done.
Coach, I made the comment earlier this week on Browns Daily that if you were to look at the game against the Chargers and even the Bengals game, these last two, and they were early in the season, I think everybody would be ecstatic about the way this team goes on the road, that they compete, the flashes from DeShone Kizer. Late in the season, everybody wants results, and I know nobody wants them more than you. But on some level, are you pleased with the development that you're seeing from this football team, the fight against the team? And I'll call the Chargers a playoff team, and I feel like that was a playoff game for them, that you're getting closer, and now it's just getting on the right side of those two or three plays a game. And if you do that, maybe some momentum can really start to build.
Absolutely. I've said it from the beginning. I never questioned the fight of our team, the dedication, the work ethic, and everything that we're trying to accomplish. But at the end of the day, we all get this is still about winning and losing. And we want to win as bad as anybody. We haven't been able to have that happen, and we've been through this now for a while. So there's no question. We want to get on the other side. We understand as a team, as a staff, that making those plays are going to be real crucial to us securing a victory.
Coach, before we let you go, I want to ask you one final question. And earlier today, we talked with Joe Thomas, and we played the clip in the show. And Joe, I know you have a very special relationship with him. It's been clear from day one. But for him to come out today and say how important it was to have you specifically stay here for the continuity of the players because you're a great coach and because he believes you can lead this team, what did that mean coming from the guy that is really the icon of this Browns franchise?
Well, it means a ton to me, first and foremost. I really appreciate Joe saying that and feeling that way. You know, honestly, everything I've tried to do is create the right environment for the players. I'm really disappointed that I have not been able to secure winning for them thus far. But I do know this much. We're going to here very soon. And I'm looking forward to it. And I really, truly want Joe to be a huge part of that as we move into the future.
Coach, we thank you very much. Good luck on Sunday.
Thank you.
Head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, joining us live on the show. When we come back, we'll welcome in Browns defensive back Jamar Taylor. We're live from Razzles in Olmsted Township, presented by Bud Light. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Come eat, drink, and party at the best Japanese restaurant in town, Shinto Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi in Strongsville. Enjoy numerous happy hour specials, including Martini Mondays, half-off select sushi on Tuesdays, half-off appetizers on Wednesdays, and half-price bottles of wine on Thursdays. You don't want to miss it. Shinto features award-winning chefs, the highest quality meats and vegetables, and beautiful presentations with knife-flaring fun. Come visit us today on Pearl Road in Strongsville and enjoy the Shinto experience for yourself. Memories. They're the most important things we bring back with us when we travel. And whether we're barking in the dog pound or smack dab in the middle of enemy territory, the memories we create last a lifetime. Cleveland Hopkins International Airport has lower fares and more flights to where you want to go the most, including Las Vegas, LA, New Orleans, Miami, and eight more destinations in Florida. So go on, take a vacation. Who knows what kind of memories you'll pack up and bring home. Less fare, more there. CLE, going places.
How beautiful is Cree LED lighting? Crisp. Brilliant. As gorgeous as the timbre of my voice. My voluptuous voice. Feel it filling your ears, giving shape and sweet meaning to the ordinary. You can't buy my voice, but you can buy Cree LED lighting. Cree, light a better way. Learn more at Cree.com.
As a team, I think that our mission is to have a really good defense and have an offense that complements that.
Catch Browns Countdown presented by Elk and Elk on Sundays at 11 a.m. on News 5 for exclusive footage inside practices, mic'd ups, and interviews you won't see anywhere else.
Well, the city and this team has always been really special to me. And it's where I started my career, and I've always wanted to end my career here, and I've always wanted to build a championship team here.
Browns Countdown, exclusively on News 5, Sundays at 11 a.m.
The best time to get a new Ford is right now. Finish the year strong with friends, family, a little more football, and a brand new Ford. It's the Ford year-end sales event, and it starts with great deals across the entire Ford lineup. Get an amazing lease deal on the stylish Fusion or the versatile Escape with available intelligent four-wheel drive. It's all you need to get through the winter ahead. Treat yourself this holiday with a trip to your local Ford dealer for year-end sales event lease deals.
The football field is a classroom. In it, our children learn hard work, responsibility, and selflessness. That's why the Ohio Lottery, University Hospitals, Zenith Helmets, and your Cleveland Browns are partnering to make sure those lessons and memories last a lifetime. To promote helmet safety, we are awarding grants and new helmets to Heads Up certified football programs. Just head to clevelandbrowns.com/helmets and enter your high school for a chance to win. Let's make the all-stars of tomorrow safer today. Brought to you by the Ohio Lottery.
This is the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Back at Razzles in Olmsted Township, the Hugh Jackson Show presented by Bud Light. Now it's time for tonight's Papa John's Player Spotlight, brought to you by Papa John's. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. And we're joined by Browns defensive back Jamar Taylor. Jamar, thanks for joining us tonight.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Yeah, Jamar, obviously an interesting day in Berea, and, you know, I know you've seen a lot in your time in the NFL, but for you personally, knowing that it was Sashi Brown who orchestrated the trade for you on draft day in his very first draft in the NFL, and it was Sashi who rewarded you with a contract extension after your great play, does it make it a little tougher, or are you guys just so it's business and we know it can happen any which way?
You know, it's for me, I appreciate him. You know, I appreciate him and Coach Hugh. In the whole Browns organization, you know, Jimmy Haslam and D Haslam. But in this league, you know, stuff like this happens all the time. So, you know, we always say that, you know, they pay me to be, you know, player 21. Like, that's my deal. And what I put on tape is my resume. So that's all I can worry about. I can't, you know, I can't really get caught up on all the business stuff that goes on.
Jamar, I'd be remiss not to ask you about Monday night Bengals. Steelers, it's been the talk of the NFL. What do we do? What does the NFL do to at least be more consistent with player penalties and fines and suspensions and things like that for what they feel is fair play?
I mean, that's hard. You know, cause I know they're trying to protect players, but at the same time, a lot of us start playing this game because we've seen people get hit. You know, we've seen Hines Ward crack back, you know, players. You know what I mean? We've seen you know, Troy Polamalu and those guys fly around at safety. You know, my old roommate, George Iloka, he was my roommate at Boise. He got fined.
Yeah.
He was about to get one game suspension, and he wasn't even trying to hit Antonio like that. He was just trying to, you know, knock the ball out. But I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that it has to be a happy medium. Every big hit can't be a flag. But at the same time, I know they're trying to protect player safety because so many guys are walking away with concussions, and, you know, guys have families and the rest of their lives to live. So, I don't know how they're going to figure that out, but, you know, when we signed up for this, we knew that this was a man's game.
No question. Were you surprised? And I guess when we were – the discussion that spawned this earlier was what Rob Gronkowski did against Tre'Davious White of the Buffalo Bills after the play, hit him with a concussion. That got one game. Same as the block from Juju Smith-Schuster, although they're saying it really wasn't the block. It was the fact that he taunted. And I said, taunting, you can talk to somebody all you want. Maybe you want to find him. That's fine. But when you – give a guy a concussion outside of the play. You said you signed up for it. You know it's a man's game. It's a violent game at times. The play's over, and that's out of it. So to me, how can those garner the same punishment?
Those aren't the same thing. Like, clearly, you know, I mean, you know, I don't, you know, I've never seen Gronk out of character.
Right.
So maybe that's why he got just the one game. But the play was over, so it should definitely be held at a higher standard. You know, I respect both of those players. You know, just from watching them, the young cornerback, and then, you know, going against Gronk when I was back in Miami. But, you know, that late play compared to when Juju just hit perfect. If you don't want him to taunt, then, you know, fine him for that. But you can't suspend both of those guys for one game because it's not
the same. Can't be the same thing.
Can't be
the same. I agree.
Jamar, we got to move on to Green Bay. What are you focused on the most as a defensive back taking on the Packers offense?
Covering the man in front of me. I mean, it's simple. You know, whether it's Jordy or it's Devontae or it's Randall, they have, you know, three great receivers, you know, and then they got a good young quarterback in Brett Hundley who's learning from 12. You know, I mean, one of the best players to probably play quarterback, you know, ever in the National Football League. You know, I think he's going to go down as, you know, one of the greatest of all time, him and Tom Brady. You know what I mean? You could kind of fight back and forth who's the best.
Really?
So, yeah.
You think that highly of him?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, you know, amazing. But I think you know, Brett learning from him. I mean, yeah, Brett Hundley learning from him. We have to just be ready for everything. But, you know, my main concern is just stopping the pass and, you know, when I need to come up for the run, make my tackles and, you know, get the ball back.
And, you know, you see this game on the calendar at the beginning of the year, you're probably expecting they're going to throw it 40 times. I'm going to have to be running all over the place after that great trio of receivers you listed. Well, comes in, they haven't thrown the ball more than 26 times in only one of their last four games. They've thrown it more than 26. So they're kind of a running team. You're going to have to be coming up and run support a lot. But when you watch them on tape, it seems so interesting to me. Jordy Nelson, you look at his numbers with Rodgers, they were through the roof beginning of the year. And all of a sudden, it's fallen off, but that's still Jordy Nelson. As a corner, how do you approach that when you know there's a guy who's been so productive for so long, but yet it just doesn't seem to be there with a certain quarterback?
It's Jordy Nelson.
It's
Jordy Nelson. You know, and I think
do you see anything different in him on tape from beginning of the year to now?
No, he's still Jordy. He's still savvy. You know, he's still a great route runner. You could tell he understands defenses. You know, he's still a great receiver. I think, like you said, he gets the ball more when 12, but that's because 12 sees the game way different. I mean, you know, watching 12 when I was in Miami, I mean, that guy's phenomenal. So I think just, you know, having a vet quarterback that you're on the same page with, that's probably like his best friend compared to having a young quarterback, I think that's where it differentiates. Yeah.
And one of the things that they did better than anybody in the league was that back shoulder throw down the sideline. That's kind of come out of their playbook without Aaron Rodgers in there. As a corner, is that the toughest throw to defend in the NFL, a well-executed back shoulder?
Yeah, sometimes you just can't stop that play. You know, sometimes. I mean, if you got a good quarterback, sometimes he's just going to put the ball where you can't get it. But that's one of the hardest ones.
Jamar, we thank you very much for your time, buddy. Good luck on Sunday.
Yes, good luck. Appreciate it.
Jamar Taylor joining us on the show. We'll take our final break. Come back. We'll give you our stock up. We'll give you our step up. We're live from Razzles in Olmsted Township, presented by Bud Light. It's the Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Hey, what's up? It's Hammer from Northeast Factory Direct, and they're so excited to announce that they now offer an exclusive custom American-made line, the Alex Vale Collection, with over 30 different sofas, sectionals, chairs, and ottomans, starting at just $7.99. Pick your piece, then pick from over 100 different fabric patterns and colors to design your personal custom piece. Check out the Alex Vale Collection and everything else at Northeast Factory Direct, West 140th in Cleveland, or always online. Go to northeastfactorydirect.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Do you know the top three promotional items for driving new customers? We do. Do you know how to make your logo come alive and magnetically attract new, long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top three promotional items for driving new customers. Discover them now by texting ITEM to 88988. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do at 4imprint.com. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers by texting ITEM to 88988, ITEM to 88988.
As cold as it gets in Cleveland, some stories will always warm your heart. It comes but once a year, Great Lakes Theater's magical production of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Celebrate the season with Northeast Ohio's favorite holiday tradition. A memorable evening of music and merrymaking at Playhouse Square's magnificent Ohio Theater through December 23rd. Experience the joy of A Christmas Carol. Call 216-241-6000 or visit greatlakestheater.org.
Hi gang, Riz here. During this holiday season, I'd like to invite each and every one of you to an Acme Fresh Market for all your holiday grocery needs. My family has enjoyed shopping at Acme for the past 6 years now, and now is the perfect time of year for you to give Acme Fresh Market a try and see why I'm so proud to be a part of the Acme family. And family, by the way, is what it is all about. the Albrecht family for over 125 years. Generation after generation has been feeding the families of Northeast Ohio. That's no bull, folks. 125 years. Make Acme Fresh Market your headquarters this season. Whether you need a delicious holiday ham or perhaps some certified Angus beef, seafood, remember that meat department at Acme is second to none. And don't forget, prepared foods, that's the easy way to go for the holidays. The bakery, floral department, and literally everything you need. I invite you to try Acme Fresh Market. On behalf of over 2,000 local associates, have a wonderful holiday season.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Yeah, it is.
Was that a little too early?
No.
All right, we're good.
It's Golic and Wingo.
Hey, Cleveland, Mike Golic here with Trey Wingo.
Turn into Golic and Wingo weekday mornings at 6 on ESPN Cleveland.
Well, Watershed Distillery, they've been making honest Midwest spirits right here in Ohio since 2010. Owners Dave and Greg, they quit their jobs, swapped out their suits for jeans and T-shirts, and they started distilling. Their bourbon and other local spirits have the same attitude. Watershed Bourbon, now available at liquor stores throughout Cleveland. Ken Carmen alongside of Nathan Zagura. Time for Stock Up, Step Up. Also, I'd be remiss not to mention Stitch and Switch.
Stitch and Switch. That's right. And I think they're switching some stitching as we speak.
I can't believe – I'm glad somebody actually thought of it. I can't believe someone didn't think of it sooner, but they are taking advantage of it because it's fantastic. You bring your jersey to them. They changed the nameplate on the back, and they got a lot of really cool stuff. So they are here tonight.
I wonder whose jersey that really was cool that they're stuff. Using as their model.
It could have been a couch.
It could have been.
You know, it could have been anybody. I don't know. I mean, who could it have been?
Patrick Murray, the kicker, I believe, wore the number two for a little while.
Couch jersey, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Who knows? Anyway, come on by. Check them out on Twitter, Stitch and Switch with the N on their Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, stitchandswitch.com. All right, Stock Up, Step Up. What do you got coming up on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers?
My Stock Up, it's easy for me. My Stock Up player is David Njoku, the young tight end. Over the last 2 weeks, 10 targets, 8 catches, 121 yards, and a touchdown.
Oh, you steal it from me every week.
Was that where you were going as
well? Yes, you know I love David Njoku.
My apologies. All right.
Is he the high chief?
He is the high chief. That's Peter Maivia.
It rolls off the tongue, though, doesn't it?
It was great to see. My step up, I'll stay on the offense. Were you going to go offense for your step up or defense?
No, go ahead. I'll pick somebody else.
I'll go Corey Coleman. No catches, no yards last week. Corey Coleman, you look at him now. In the games where he's really been the second banana, I'll call it, never been over 41 yards receiving in his career, just one touchdown in 9 games. And we need more out of Corey Coleman. The opportunities will be there. Defenses are rolling their coverage to Josh Gordon, and with good reason. Corey Coleman has got to take advantage of that like Njoku did and have a big game on Sunday.
All right, my Stock Up guy, since you already said him, I'm still going to say Duke Johnson. You got to find a way to get the ball in that guy's hand and let him create some space. So I'm going to say that's my Stock Up guy. My Step Up guy, I got to look towards, we had Crazy Carl on earlier yesterday. I'm going to say Carl Nassib. Got to hold serve and got to be the other guy there for Myles Garrett because I picked him at 7.5 sacks. He's still close to that. And I know that because of how tough it's been, people want more. He's been injured, but Miles, I think, has had a fine season and could end up on a high note, but he's going to need Carl to help him out.
He's got to help him up in the ground game. Right now, when teams run at that side, when Emmanuel Agba was there, they averaged about 3 yards a carry. With Agba out, it's up to 5 yards a carry. That's a 2 yard per carry difference. The Browns have to shore that up.
And that'll do it for us. Make sure you're listening. It all starts 9 a.m. Browns game day all across the radio network, and then 1 p.m. kickoff from First Energy Stadium between the Browns and the Green Bay Packers between Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon, and Nathan Zagura. Big thanks to Razzles here in Homestead Township for all of us here and our friends at Bud Light. We thank you for listening to the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
Prepare for the next chapter.
Are you ready for it?
Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour.
What you mean to do? What you mean to do?
July 17th, First Energy Stadium. Tickets on sale Wednesday, December 13th at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. New album Reputation available everywhere. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Have you ever wanted the opportunity to travel with the Browns for a road game, including staying in the team hotel, going on the field during pregame warmups, and having great tickets in an opposing stadium? What about upgrading your seats for a Browns home game or having lunch with a Browns football player? You have the chance to win these experiences and more. For a complete list of Browns contests and promotions, visit promotions.clevelandbrowns.com.
Hey guys, holiday season is upon us and I have the perfect gift. It's a gift to Spa West, of course. A gift for that special person in your life. Family members, friends, coworkers, and yeah, even your boss. Give them a relaxing facial massage or a full day of pampering. Gift certificates can be purchased instantly online at SpaWest.com or call 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake. A season special gift cards up to 20% bonus. You heard that right. A season special on gift cards up to 20% bonus. Spa West in Westlake. We'll see you there. Minutemen HR and Staffing, Cleveland-based, family-owned for nearly 50 years. They're looking for 50 people to fill open positions at one of Cleveland's premier call centers. Call center positions are full-time. They offer great starting pay, excellent benefits, and performance incentives. Previous experiences preferred. Call Michelle Smith, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview. That's Michelle, 440-285-0285 for an immediate interview for some of these great positions with Minutemen.
I don't like to talk about the past a lot, but I think we have to understand where we've been and what we're trying to get to and just how much work it's going to take to get there. If you continue to work hard, it gives you the best opportunity. That means you're going to win. It just means it gives you an opportunity. But now we feel that we have a better roster. We've made huge jumps and strides on defense. I think we're making huge strides on offense, and now we got to go try to take this to the next level.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Hugh Jackson Show on the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network.
The University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network on ESPN 850 WKNR is brought to you by thelandondemand.com. Full show podcasts, classic segments from WKNR history, and a live video feed from inside the studio available now. Go to thelandondemand.com for more details, including a special military discount. That's thelandondemand.com. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR Cleveland. The worldwide leader lives in Cleveland. This is ESPN 850 WKNR.